Welcome to what some might call the greatest show on earth. Adjust your shorts with me and the internet and CNN and NBC and MSNBC and Google and the BBC and all of the companies that want you looking at stuff that they want you looking at. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and start with a few pumps. Because I'm pretty sure the entire world had done gone off a damn mind. Know what I'm saying? My name's Ray Stone. Today is July 22nd. Tuesday. July 22nd. And boy, has nothing been going on. Once again, for the Epstein time, we just aren't going to talk about it. Is anyone talking about him? I mean, who is this guy? I don't really know him. He was my best friend, but I don't really know him, per se. Except for all those videos. Except for all those photos and videos that are circulating, huh? Huh? Well, let's go ahead and jump on in to the first bit of disappointing news that you will hear today. The United States has pulled out of UNESCO for the second time. It's almost like we were all duped into forgetting who he was and what he did before by him whooping everybody up into such a fever about the whole Biden administration. Which, I mean, let's face it, the dude was fucking half a retard. The dude was half in the bag. The dude was one foot in the grave. The dude was pretty much a dead man walking. And yet we all listened to what he was saying, even? I cannot believe that they did not remove Biden. This is insane to me. But I also can't believe that somehow Trump got voted back in. Does nobody ever look? You know, there's a thing in business called your due diligence. And I made this mistake. I went into business with a weed guy, and we didn't do our due diligence. And I brought real money. Real money, real investors, real people that do real business into this shady world because they wanted more money. And we all didn't look into the history of the guys that we were doing business with. And guess what they did? They fucking embezzled all the money and basically ruined the company. And why didn't we do a little diligence on Trump's business history before we allowed him to run this big giant company that we call a country, the USA. Very nice. You know, it turns out he's not very good at business. At all. And that he'll fuck everybody and anybody over that he wants to. Not just because it got in the way, but if he thinks he can get away with it. You want to know what Donald Trump's art of the deal is. It's, how do I fuck them? And if nobody knows who's getting fucked, it's you. So, UNESCO, we're no longer going to be a part of UNESCO for the second time. And so I Googled, what does UNESCO do? And here are some major achievements. First of all, not in 2023, but UNESCO is the organization that's responsible for building and operating the CERN particle accelerator, which has been the most advanced system for studying the secrets of the universe, nuclear energy, atomic activity ever built. I mean, it was the first of its kind. So I'm assuming that there have been other ones built, that there are private companies that are also utilizing this, but it's a 13-mile loop or something under two countries. Underground, where they collide particles and study what happens when the particles collide. It gives us a little secret insight. It's how we build everything is by testing. And that was one of the major achievements of UNESCO. But let's just look at 2023. First of all, there are 82 countries and 1,200 organizations joined in UNESCO. This is a worldwide front at building a better future for humanity. Why would we want to be a part of that? Let's see here. $117 million were raised to help the 15 international partners, notably the United Arab Emirates and the European Union, for the Revive the Spirit of Mosul flagship initiative. All right, that kind of sounds like bullshit. 748 biosphere reserves, 185 global geoparks. Oh, yeah. So World Heritage Sites, creating parks, preserving the history, some of the histories, the landmarks, the benchmarks of the human race. 50,000 Ukrainian teachers have been trained. 20 new countries have now ratified the Global Convention for Higher Education. You know, one thing that you do, we've discussed this before, when you want to create a totalitarian style government, you remove education. You delete education, and they have been systematically decimating our education system. Once again, just last week, they pulled federal funding for education. That's the dumbest thing. Unless you're setting up your country to be poised for a takeover, and I'm not saying that that's what's happening, but that's what's happening, you don't want a dumb, uneducated people. You want smart people making good decisions, because that's how you make strong people. You want to make dumb people if you want to rule them or set them up for a takeover where they don't know what the fuck is going on. They don't know how to defend against it. And so the Russians can come in, because that's who's in bed with Daddy Trump. You bet your sweet little bippy, as my mom would say. 20% of the world's mapped plant and animal species richness. Why would we want that, huh? I mean, this is essentially a library of the fundamentals and life on Earth, and we're backing out of it. 1,600 journalists were killed around the world, and 9 out of 10 of these remain... What? What's that got to do with UNESCO's Observatory of Killed Journalists? Oh, okay, I guess they're making sure to record the journalists that get killed. That way, you can look at what they were looking at before they got killed, because maybe there's a reason for it. 85% of citizens are worried about the impact of online disinformation. So basically, we're removing ourselves from humanitarian efforts around the globe, and we're involving ourselves with anti-humanitarian efforts around the globe, i.e. war. Okay, moving on. Whew, that's a tough one. BBC. Hunter Biden lashes out at George Clooney over father's 2024 election exit. Who gives a fuck? Go fuck yourself. This guy, Hunter Biden, look at him. Look at him. He's got his American flag on. Did you serve? Did you? Or did you just serve cocaine at that party in the White House with your computer laptop? The fuck? How are we even discussing anything that Hunter Biden says when he is clearly a disgraced drug addict? It doesn't belong in the fucking White House. Moving on, Axios. Oh, I saw this. Deputy Attorney General seeking meeting with Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, my brother dated a girl named, and this is how you say it, I'm pretty sure, Ghislaine. At least that's how she said it, because I think it's a French name, Ghislaine. But maybe we should Google that. Anyway, Deputy Attorney General, the one that works just under Pam Bondi, is seeking a meeting with Maxwell. I don't think she wants to talk to him. She just leaked a video where she believes he was murdered and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, I don't think she wants to meet with this guy. Also, release the files. That's all we care about. They're just trying to say they're doing stuff while not doing anything about releasing the files. And why? Because Trump's name is all over the flight logs. Because flight logs must be kept. That's how flying works. You son of a bitch. Moving on. Trump's intelligence chiefs try to rewrite the history of the 2016 election. This is crazy. 5 years ago, Marco Rubio said there was irrefutable evidence of Russia meddling. Now, Tulsi Gabbard says that claim is treasonous and should be criminally investigated. So are we going to investigate Rubio, who works for the president? Okay, all right, well, maybe Maybe Tulsi's not quite as swept up in it all as I thought for a second. I mean, she's awfully quiet. I do feel like she accidentally committed political suicide by joining this team. I think that she was duped just like a lot of us were duped. I certainly feel duped because, you know, in the beginning, way back, I thought maybe because he's a business guy. Then I looked up his business history and he's a bad business guy and he's a liar. I mean, the thing is, I wouldn't hire anybody for my company if I caught them in a lie, because that means they are shady and they're going to do it again. And Trump lies all the time. And there's video proof of him being caught in a lie. And somehow he's in charge of the country. What fucking integrity has been lost? Our forefathers are absolutely rolling over in their graves. If you think twice about that, you're wrong. The people that fought and died to reverse an oppressive regime, essentially, which is what we had. We had England controlling us from over there, and we said, go fuck yourselves. And I say again, go fuck yourselves. Moving on. Israel bombs WHO facilities in Gaza as global outcry grows. I mean, this is just insane. At what point do we just ready, aim, fire, and take down the guy who's... I mean, how hard is this? You don't get to bomb World Health Organization facilities and get away with it. Unless you're Israel. You know, I saw something recently that showed how many countries the Jews have been kicked out of since the 1400s or something. And it's like all of them. This was posted by a quote-unquote self-hating Jew. And he had the garb on and all the audacity showing. And he said, the way he put it was, if you are a child and you get expelled from one school and then the next school and then all of the schools in the surrounding area, at some point you have to look at yourself and say, maybe it's me. Because that's how it works. If you fight with everyone you know, and meanwhile, everyone you know is kind of getting along with each other, the problem is you. And we all know a problem child like this. And so this self-proclaimed, self-hating Jew posted a video on the TikTok, which I am back on the TikTok train. You get better news that way. You get more honest news. Because when I Google the news this morning and the Epstein news didn't show up on my feed, it makes me think, huh. And then when I Googled, because there is a video right now circulating of Maxwell releasing something at 3 o'clock in the morning. And when I Googled Ghislaine Maxwell releases video at 3 a.m. about Trump Epstein, it didn't autofill even when I got all the way down to the end. Google, go fuck yourself. But also Google's AI sucks. I get lied to all the time by Google's AI. Simple stuff that it doesn't have to lie about. The great Melody Gates, my lovely girlfriend, Googled tickets for the Stir Crazy Comedy Show. I do Stir Crazy Comedy. I did it last week. And the Google AI said, there are no ticket purchases necessary for this show. It's a free show. And I showed that to the owner and he was like, what the fuck? Because clearly, when you go to the website, it's $6 for the show. And if you don't buy it ahead of time, it often is sold out. So Google AI, am not afraid. Google AI, am not afraid. All right, no bombing of the UN stuff. Okay, BBC, voices in the cockpit fueling controversy over India air crash. This was that airline that crashed just after takeoff in India. And what was funny is immediately everybody's pointing at the flaps. Oh, the flaps weren't in the right position. They weren't. No, they have to be in the right position for it to take off, you dumbasses. But here's what happened. What had happened was, in the report, seconds after takeoff, both fuel control switches, both, meaning there are two, on the 12-year-old Boeing 787 abruptly moved to cutoff. The cockpit voice recording captures one pilot asking the other pilot, "Why did he cut off?" To which the other person replies, "I didn't." The recording doesn't clarify who said what. At the time of takeoff, the co-pilot was flying the aircraft while the captain was monitoring, leading us to believe that the co-pilot cut it off. So was this an act of terrorism? We won't ever know. ABC, FAA says it will investigate the incident between SkyWest jet and a B-52 bomber. If you didn't catch, this was in the news this week. A Delta flight had to perform an aggressive, evasive maneuver when the pilot recognized that a B-2 bomber was en route for an interception. Two questions. One, what the fuck was air traffic control doing? Two, what the fuck is going on? Military flying aircraft into civilian aircraft would certainly lead us to think that maybe there's either a breakdown or intentional attacks happening in the air. Are we already being ruled by a different government who has taken over from the inside? I don't know. But let's talk about Russia using children to design and test its military drones. This is some Ender's Game shit. A fun game book from my childhood was Ender's Game. And it's about kids who are playing games and they get, like, you know, sent to a special flight school. And these games are supposed to prepare them for real flight and a fight with aliens. This is like space flight. This is futuristic stuff. And then it turns out the kids find out they're actually flying for real. Because when you die in the game, you die. Like, they disappear the kids or something like that. I can't remember the exact. But this is like the same thing. I mean, this is where the world is. Whatever you read in a science fiction novel or see in science fiction television and movies, it is possible that that will become the reality in the future. All right. Yahoo News. Trump's vein diagnosis gives rare glimpse into health issues. Now, I do also have a problem with this. They're trying to paint him as an unhealthy individual, saying that he has venous insufficiency. I have venous insufficiency. It's called varicose veins. How many people have varicose veins? You treat it. You deal with it. There are a couple of very mildly invasive procedures that you have to go through every few years, and you're fine. So I get it, but we should be painting him in a bad light about other stuff. Let's not start giving him fucking reasons to complain, huh? All right, CNN. What did I have here? Oh, I saw this. Johnson shuts the door on House vote before September on releasing the Epstein files. So what had happened was Congress was moving to, and they can invoke a vote to essentially force the release of these Epstein files to the public. And this fucking cunt, fucking Mike Johnson, this smug little fucking rat-eyed pig fuck, can invoke recess, which I think is also hilarious. We're going to go to recess to prevent the vote for one more week. Now, what do we think is going to happen in this next week? They're going to do everything they can to distract us away from these Epstein files. And guess what? It's not going away. This morning, so last night I saw a video on TikTok of a guy, the protester at the Trump rally, who held up a poster with a picture of the president, Trump, with Epstein at one of his rallies. And everybody's going crazy. And Trump's like, "Get him out. Get him. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Not fake news. Fake news." And it's like, dude, here's a photo of you with the guy. You can't say you never met him. Release the files, you fucks. This is insane. All right. Newsweek. Republicans shut down House. Yeah. So House Republicans have brought legislative business to a halt on Monday, abruptly shutting down the House floor to block a planned vote on the releasing the Epstein files. I mean, It comes after Democrats said they planned to stage a vote on bringing legislation to the floor. How can one guy shut down the whole fucking House? You can't just be the Speaker of the House and say, nuh-uh. I mean, this is supposed to be Congress, where the ideas are floated and voted on. So we have one guy who also gets to shut that down? Holy shit. The system, ladies and gentlemen, is broken. All right, let's go to the good news. I haven't even loaded it. Loading up. We're going to do this one together. Drowning foal rescued by canoers. All right. Snake and spider venom produce hundreds of promising potential antibiotics. Speaking of antibiotics, I had a moment yesterday. You're going to love this. Now, my girlfriend said her mom knew this and used to tell her this, but I never heard this before. I was eating a raspberry and there was mold in the box. And I'm like, all right, you pick out the mold. And then I was like, oh yeah, penicillin is made of mold. And then I thought, oh shit, can you just make your own penicillin? So I Googled, what mold is penicillin made of? And you know what Google told me? It's the gray mold that turns green that you find commonly on bread and lemons. Did you know that? You can easily culture your own antibiotics in your own fridge. I mean, then the only question is, how do you measure how much to take? Milligrams. They literally say it on the bottle. It's a, whatever, 250, 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams. So you find out what the maximum milligrams is. You scrape it off onto a scale. You weigh it. And you can actually take your own penicillin instead of taking the pill that's also made of whatever the fuck else they put in those pills. Generally, it's a petroleum product, which is really good for you, I think. But that's fun. That's a fun one. I'm proud of myself for that. I'm going to tell you. Okay. Cat walks boy to school daily and unites a Scottish community. Vote for him for UK National Cat Award. That is pretty funny. My cat used to love to go on walks with me and the dog. I had a dog and two cats. One of them wanted to walk with us. One of them totally did not. But the one was not having it. If we walked without her, she was coming with us all the way. I miss that kitty cat. All right, here we go. Walking slightly faster can help seniors stay active longer. Yeah, exercise, you fucks. Don't sit around and do nothing. Your body needs to sweat. It needs to stress. When you work out, it comes back stronger. What does that tell you? It needs to be attacked. So I guess all these attacks are okay. All right, here we go. Dogs are being trained to track elusive spotted lanternfly and save crops from devastation. Okay. I've never heard of this, but okay. Qi Yangtze sturgeon habitat restored. Flowing removal of 600 dams and hydro stations. Following removal. Oh, shit. Sturgeon. So we fixed the sturgeons by removing dams and hydro stations. Yeah, makes sense. Here we go. Targeting an enzyme could rewire cancer cells to suppress growth by up to 77% for melanoma and collateral tumors. I mean, we should be seeing a whole lot of fixes for disease, what with the advent of AI and AGI. If we don't, then we're obviously doing it wrong, and we're doing it wrong on purpose. If they don't fucking solve our... I mean, they should be able to reverse aging. They should be able to like spin it and then reverse it and then re-spin it and then reverse it. Think about it. If at one point in life you were growing and then at one point in life you're shrinking, can we not reverse that process to start growing again? What is the thing? Is it just a simple timeline marker and it's baked into the system and there's no way around it? In which case, I accept. Death is an option. It happens for every living being on the planet except for alligators. Did you see that? Is either alligators or crocodiles or both that will continue to grow. That's why they become so gigantic and behemoth, because they don't age. If they don't, well, they age, but they won't die of old age. That was this report that I saw. Unless they are otherwise molested by a sickness or an attack, or a toxin, you know, something that's an outside force, it will not die naturally of old age. So my guess is maybe that's the lizard people they've been talking about. You don't think they've cloned us with some alligator DNA? You don't think there's a couple of forever human beings living? Or do you think it's because they live in the water and so the sun's rays can't actually get down there? So many questions, so few answers, so little time, so long. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. You can pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. I hope you enjoy your week, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye.